Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
What have you learned about being a leader?
Kyrie is not a natural leader.
Where is the leadership coming from?
I don't know who's the leader of the team. I would assume it's Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie.
So you don't have to try to be a leader.
To the basket.
You know, I've always had the tools.
Gets to a crowd again and sticks the jump shot.
It's just about going out there and just doing it.
Take that!
Meanwhile, here's a look at who the Patriots have brought in.
Busts. Has-beens, don't knows.
All right, Bruce Ellington, Philip Dorsett. Is that where we're at right now?
Look at that receiving core.
Former Broncos tight end, Matt LaCoste.
Lacrosse is a sport you like to practice.
They need to send a SOS to Bill.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right now.
Let's get it on.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, day three now? NFL free agency? This is where... I tell you what, the Patriots kicked ass in day two. I don't release their excitement here in day three. It ain't over yet, Christian.
No, it isn't.
4 hours. You never know what the hell could happen.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Don't you wish baseball was like this?
Yes.
Baseball, they like to drag it out.
Yeah, but here's
now,
the problem,
they?
Though. You can look at it this way, though.
They should have added this to one of their new rules
that
they implemented.
But you can look at it this way. Like, in NFL, it's over.
It's never over.
Baseball, we drag it on for a nice little 5 months.
Just like my off-season conditioning programs, there's phases to free agency.
Yep.
You're in the first phase. And people like to think that the first phase is it's over already. No. You'll have a whole nother second phase, a second part of the first phase.
Well, the Patriots start phase three.
Hey, you. Don't you worry about phase three. How about that guy?
Listen,
by the way. No Ordway.
He is the biggest... freaking baby.
I'm back here on OMF.
So, I talked to him last night.
Is he deathly ill?
No. He is not ill. He is not sick. He's 100% fine.
A fake punt is when the punter throws the football.
I talked to him last night because I was just checking in on him, right?
Yeah.
I want to make sure he's not dead, right? So, I talked to him. He sounds great. I was in a crowded gym, lots of noise, and he sounded fine. I said, you going to be in work tomorrow? He's like, oh, yeah. I got a lot to say. Well, he was supposed to come in. I guess Joey said, you should probably take another day off.
Joey said this?
You should probably, you know what? Your voice isn't 100%. Are you 100%? Well, I'm about 95%. Well, we only want you if you're 100%.
Oh, is that how we do it?
100%.
He's 100%. Most guys, see, I don't know about you. Like, I don't think I ever played a game where I was 100%.
It's my job, baby. When
I tell me,
you got to be in there in the sixth inning, Lou.
You have to be ready to play. If you're 50%, and after he called you out the other day, and he's taking 3 days off.
Does he even realize that he called me out Friday for not coming in because I had a little dental surgery?
It was a week ago today.
A wimpy baseball player.
And then he shredded again when I got there on Monday, ripping me about how, some of us are committed that when we have a little dental work, we show up.
Trying to show us
I think we should, honestly, I'm not even kidding. We need to call him up. He's acting like he's sick. I want to actually hear his voice. So can we get him on the phone?
You don't believe he's deathly ill?
I think he's faking it.
I honestly believe he's faking it.
He's got
the Dale flu.
You said he's fine.
Maybe this isn't his call.
This is the boss's call. Take it off. And
I don't believe
it. He's the founder of a college preparatory business.
I mean, it's a good thing.
Big O could have sat there and said, you know what, Joey? No, that's ridiculous.
I'm good.
I was just making fun of Lou for taking a day off to have surgery on his general anesthesia, be out cold. I can't sit there. I mean, I'm fine. I should go back to work. It's Friday. I got a lot to say. It's today.
He's got a tickle in his throat. It's not like Callahan has all these issues where he's got to get these injections and steroids and all this other stuff. He had issues. Ordway basically has a stuffy nose. He has a stuffy nose. That's it.
But you know what?
He somewhat lost his voice. He didn't mean all the way lose his voice.
Glenn Ordway's a liar.
Oh, he's a total liar.
I like it.
That's what it is. So we got one more day together.
We got no Ordway.
We think. We don't know. Monday, I'm sure he'll probably call again. Oh, my car won't start.
Yeah, we got a lot to hit on. We got, obviously, the Patriots. Kind of recap, kind of give you a day to breathe, Patriot fans. I know. Nobody worries. Nobody's concerned. Nobody cares. They won the Super Bowl. I get it.
Done.
I understand it.
You're conditioned.
We'll do some Celtics last night. They did some things that I haven't seen this team do last night, which is impressive. Bruins dropped three straight. Injuries starting to catch up on them.
Terrible.
Trolling Ben Volen. He's going to actually come in for a couple hours.
I wonder if he gets pissed off about that name, Trolling Volen.
So Volen will come in and join us from 3 to 5.
Yeah.
I want to put
Volen in as many awkward, uncomfortable situations as possible. I feel like there needs to be, I don't know. I just, you know, He's pretty stoic.
You
right?
love to torment these Patriots writers.
What? What do you mean I like to torment?
You still got me, Christian?
These Patriot writers. I don't torment Mikey Reese.
Nope.
I don't torment Curran.
Nope.
But Volan's not a regular. We've never had Volan on our show.
No.
And sit down in studio. He's going to be in studio. So we didn't ask him anything.
Morning guy. You know, I see him in the morning guy. Maybe fill in other days. But no, I don't think I've ever
seen
him.
I'm curious to know how this is going to go. So I wonder if we can make him uncomfortable.
Two
I feel
words.
Like you're not in
Cheer,
on this though.
Joy.
I feel like I'm on an island.
Yeah, I'll run with it. I'll play with it. I'll play along.
Will you co-pilot this?
Yeah, I'll
with
play
me?
Along. I just
okay,
I,
we're not
I need
fight him.
I need to find out exactly where you want to go with this thing. Then I'm all in.
Lou, we'll I have no idea where I'm going with this.
He just wants to take his lunch money and stuff him in a locker.
Yeah, is there a trash can over there somewhere?
You can fit that little one in the corner.
Let me see that one right there.
Come on, you're creative.
All right, good. Yeah. Oh, we gotta get to this too. We're not gonna get it right now, but. I got challenged to a fight today. I don't know if you know that.
I heard that, yes.
And I'm a little, I don't know how to respond. I don't know how to act. I don't know if I should take it seriously. If
I think
I should
you
get
should.
Back in the gym.
I think you should go I think you should fight this guy.
You find him.
Go to his gym and fight him. How big do you think he really is?
I'm afraid!
Well, I talked to don't play because we're going to save it. I talked to Keith and he said that the guy came by the station one day and he's like, not a jacked up dude, but like a big fella.
Oh, he's a big fella.
So that means something about Mary.
6'3".
Where's your baseball?
Oh, this would be
good. Have you seen my baseball?
Yes.
Have you seen my baseball?
Yes.
Think that type of strength.
Don't go near his ears.
Yeah, don't touch his earmuffs.
Earmuffs. So Poirier got called today. Somebody called the Daily Keith.
I'm afraid.
And just said he wants to fight him.
For no reason at all.
No reason at all.
Why would you call their show and then challenge me to a fight?
Maybe you should call our
show and challenge me to
maybe
a fight.
Maybe he should.
I mean, we got 4 hours.
Maybe you should.
Call our show and challenge Dale to a fight.
No, actually, that would make more sense.
Yeah.
Eric, call our show and challenge Dale, but you got to come up with a good reason why.
I want him
like
to call our show and yell at you again.
Let's get it on!
I want to know why he wants to fight you. That's
weird.
What I want to know.
Yeah, can we do that, please, at some point in time?
You could do that.
Okay.
So anyways, the Patriots, again, we'll get the Celtics here in a little bit as well. But
not really breaking news on the latest,
no, Adrian
Claiborne departure.
No, I think they saved, what, about $4 million? Didn't you kind of know that was going to happen? 3.9, I think they saved in the cap. For the most part, this guy was, like, active. If they had, like, a stationary quarterback, then maybe they can just go after and rush the passer. Didn't really set the edge. Didn't really play all that much. So they move on.
Well, do you remember
one year.
He's one of the guys where a couple things. Preseason, he was a stud. And you're thinking, this guy is going to be
destroying
people. Oh, yeah, it was great. You're excited about it. And then towards the season, he just kind of disappeared.
This guy's a weapon.
You know, he's making a ton of money. And I talked to a bunch of former players who were, I wouldn't say they were jealous of how much money he was making, but they were kind of rolling their eyes to the fact that guy was making so much money. And one, he never played. Two, he wasn't active at all. And when he was out there, you didn't notice him. Kind of like Malcolm Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like Malcolm Brown leaves, and no one even knows that he left. He just disappears.
Here's what I wonder. So he was here for a year, right? You get some of these guys in and out for a year here, year there. In about 3 or 4 years, how many former Patriots are going to be in the league? Everyone only comes here for a year. A lot of these guys just show up for like a year. They hang out.
It's like the NBA, Lou.
Yeah, then they're gone.
It's like the Patriots are the they're running like an NBA program.
This is the NBA.
So now Claiborne is out. We know Trey Flowers was traded. You also have Malcolm Brown signed a 3-year deal with the New Orleans Saints for $3 and $15 million. The defensive end personnel under contract for 2019. Michael Bennett, Dietrich Wise, starters, correct? Derek Rivers, rotational guy. He'll start. He'll be in there.
Yes, he will.
Keonta Davis.
He'll play.
How about Ufamba Kamalu?
What the hell is he? Is he a corner, isn't he?
I don't know. Mikey Reese has this tweet right here. These are defensive end personnel on the contract, and Trent Harris. I look at this list. I see Michael Bennett, Dietrich Wise, Derek Rivers.
I think Wise is going to have a breakout year. Rivers, ever since he's been here, he's been hurt.
I don't worry about the defensive line. That might be their first pick. You know, first, second pick, defensive lineman. It's deep. Claiborne's not a surprise to me. It's not. And honestly, at this point,
they give that money to Edelman now.
At this point, Patriot fans, if they released Gronk and Edelman, would you care? I mean, it's all I
wait,
hear
wait,
is who
if,
cares?
If you,
none of it matters.
Because
none of it matters.
Because
Christian, you
Brady,
know that?
Brady just he,
no,
Brady
they won.
Won't accept anyone. You throw Ryan and Tyler out there
yeah.
as first round picks, as free agent draftees,
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
Brady's gonna be like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Tom. Hey, I want you to run a goat. Can you run goats and slants? Hey, listen, mm-hmm. just put your hand. You ever seen that movie, The Sandlot?
Mm-hmm.
The kid can't catch a fly ball, right?
Yes.
So the other
black guy.
The white dude.
Yeah, but he gets a black eye.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say black guy.
I was like,
you
never mind
play
that.
Ball
so,
like a girl.
Hits the ball. The guy says, let's just put your glove up there. I'm gonna hit it right to it. He closes his eyes. The ball goes right to it. So that's what Brady can do. Brady's what's that kid's name from The Sandlot? Oh, the Jet. Benny the Jet.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So the Jet just that's who Brady is now. He's just going to throw the ball, put your hand up. He'll make sure that the pass is so perfect that you'll catch
sure.
it.
Sure, and that's just the way it is. So I don't know. I mean, what would it take for this team to do in an offseason for anybody to be worried or anybody to be concerned? Because that's all you hear. You're an idiot if you don't like what they're doing, because it always works, right? No one's worried about anything. And I was listening this morning, Christian, to the morning guys, and your boy Wiggy was in town.
Yes,
right?
Fellow tight end.
And I realize now why they brought you in to take his job.
I think OMW flows a little bit better.
You know why? Because he's not very smart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is not.
I can't wait to hear what he said then.
Maybe smart. You get bit by like a zombie.
Yeah, we're gonna play what Wiggy right. said this morning, okay. that further proves he's not very smart, because I disagree with him. All right, OMF, Noah Ordway, give us a call, 617-779-7937. You hear from that idiot Wiggy next.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Christian didn't get here. What season did Christian get
here? Was Fourier here in 02?
I thought he came in 03.
Yeah, it was.
It was Cam Cleland who took my spot. Because I remember them bringing me in. Scott Pioli brought me in the office and goes, hey, listen, we think you're a good player, but there's just not enough balls to go around between you and Cam Cleland. And
please, Cam Cleland's not taking away passes from Jermaine Wiggins.
Well,
that's insane.
Well, that was Wiggy talking about his departure here at the Patriots. Didn't realize that Christian Fourier did indeed take his place and was sitting in the locker room. When
I guess you say Dan Graham was kind of part of that also. Yeah. I mean, there was a plan in place.
I shouldn't call Wiggy an idiot. I just don't think he's very smart.
Well, why do you say? What did he say that made you believe
that? Well,
I tell
you, this morning, when you hear Wiggy, they're talking about, you know, the weapons they had last year. They're talking about the so far. I know it's early, even though everyone's gone. It's okay. It's still early, though. They're talking about Tom Brady and how he feels about the guys that are around him. And I just completely disagree.
He's looking at the guys around him. Granted, he might say, well, you know what? Hey, we might not have D'Antonio Brown or this, then, but he's not looking and going, man, what is this crap I got around me? Here's the talent that I have around me. Just do what I ask you to do. Be where you need to be and make the plays
right.
when you
be
need to
smart.
Make.
Be smart.
Yeah, he's wrong. Right, maybe you should call up Tom Brady and have another conversation. You think Tom Brady is sitting there and happy with the crap that was put around him last year?
Anybody who believes that is a jackass.
You think he's happy about the crap that is being put around him again this year? You think he's happy that the older he gets, the tougher Bill is making it on him? You think that makes
talent,
his life
older,
easier?
Yeah, that's totally ass backwards. Older your star quarterback gets, the worse talent you give him, right? At some point in time, doesn't it kind of have to level out? The athletes, the receivers have to get just as good as the quarterback, or at least close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't think Brady's deteriorating and he's still great, then fine, they'll never reach that plateau, but at least they'll be nipping at his heels.
And then I think they followed it up, right? Because Jerry asked an interesting question. You know,
do you think
McDaniels.
He talks to McDaniels through this whole process? Like, does he talk to McDaniels and say, what's Ellington's role?
I think there's more of that going on than him going, hey, Bill, what the hell? Why didn't you get this guy for me?
Once again, I think if he's calling Josh McDaniels, he's like, Josh, what the hell's going on? I don't know, Tom. They're doing it again. I don't know. Tom, I don't understand why they make it so hard on us. I wish you would just go get, why didn't we get this guy? Why didn't we get that guy? Josh, why didn't we get Humphreys? Why didn't we do it early? Why didn't we get Beasley? Why didn't we get Golden Tate? What are we doing? Am I
going to
do this again? Because if you're Tom Brady, did he have a good year last year?
Did Brady?
Yeah. Tom Brady like year?
No.
All right. So that's because he's old, right?
Because he's old. He's worn out. He has a noodle for an arm.
Right. So now everybody, you know, nationally, I know he's still got some pride, but the way people talked about him last year was he was done.
Tom has a noodle arm.
That he is through. Do you think at all last year when he kept hearing, he kept sitting there saying, are you kidding me? I didn't have Jules in the first four games, but we brought in Jordan Matthews and Kenny Britt. It didn't work.
Now I got to deal
with Josh Gordon. I got to get him on pitch. I got to praise him publicly because emotionally he's shot. You know, I can't count on him at all, so I'm going to keep praising him. Hopefully I can get something from him because he is the most talented guy that I've seen here all year long, not named Edelman. I don't have anybody to throw to. And I lost some trust in some of these guys. And you think it's because I'm old? Or do you think it's because of the people that they put around me? And by the way, you're going to do it to me again? And Wiggy thinks that Tom Brady's sitting there going, oh, that's okay. I don't care. I'll take whatever. No big deal.
Do it, Wiggy voice.
I can't. I don't know.
These morons can't talk about nothing.
Hey, Josh, what is Ellington's role going to be? What's it going to be? I'm cool with it. I think he's good. You tell me he's good, he's going to be good. I'm Brady, I could do it. But I'm not mad that they haven't given me crap the last 2 years and people are questioning whether I'm done. Brady is pissed, and Josh McDaniel's frustrated.
Yeah,
and, sorry.
I 100% agree with you. And Brady's never going to publicly come close dissing a guy. Not even going to come close. I knew this Josh Gordon thing was a freaking disaster from the moment it started. And all you have to do is look what he was running. Look how he was acting. So you're telling me they realized he was one-dimensional. Yeah, he was a great athlete. One-dimensional, though. Could only do a couple things, but those couple things, he could do better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else, so limited. It was ridiculous. You think Brady was happy about that? All those passes, all the time that they worked after practice, before practice. Hey, all right, the safety rolled. You got to convert it. Okay, I got you.
Convert what?
Well, you did it in practice. What I was hearing was that everything.
Do I go in or out?
Exactly.
When I see that happen,
should I go a hard left or should I come down the stem?
Should I cut it off 5 yards out or should I cut it off straight?
What if I pressed it to 6.5 and what if it's 3rd and 10 and the route says to go to 9? Should I go to 10?
Tom, you know what Tom says? You know what? Screw it. I'll just throw to Julian. I'll just throw to James.
I think that the more. And then once somebody leaves, you get the information. Let me just finish up with Josh. Let me just keep beating him up. Because I'm a bully.
Yeah, you are a bully. Okay, so much kick your ass.
Someone should teach me a lesson. Because it was one of those things where I'm sure he was frustrated because you worked on these things over and over and over again. And once it came into game time situations, real time, he screwed him up all the time. Mm-hmm. But a slant and a go doesn't convert. You only thing that changes could be the angle. A go, you're just running straight up
the
field.
But don't you think Tom praised him all year because he looked around and said, he's got more talent than anyone else in this building. I need him.
He praised Chad Ochocinco. He praised Kembrell Tompkins. He praised Josh Boyce. You name it.
But this isn't that difficult to think. Like I don't know if it's you know, if Wiggy doesn't want to admit that maybe Brady could be selfish at times
all powerful Tom Brady
or just questioning Bill because he doesn't think that would ever happen. Does anybody out there think that Tom is happy with what they did last offseason or what they've done this offseason already? I don't know. Do you think he's happy? Give me a call. 617-779-7937. You tell me. Try to convince me to where, I mean, I'm not saying Tom Brady's not going to retire because of the weapons around him. What I'm saying is he's sitting in his couch and he's like, God, you know, picks up his phone, Josh McDaniels. Are we going to do this again? Really?
Yeah.
We're going to do this again?
Tommy, we missed out on Humphreys. All right, okay, who's next? Well, this Beasley kid is pretty good. All right, call me tomorrow. Okay, hey, we missed out on Beasley. Damn. Well, Golden Tate? Notre Dame guy? I mean, this guy's pretty good. He's old, perfect age, too. He wants to win. Golden Tate wants to win, so he'll take less money, right? He'll take less money. Get him. Oh, sorry, Tom. We missed him, too.
All right. Listen, I want to go to the calls real quick. Let's go to, let's see what's this, Jermaine in East Boston. Jermaine, go ahead. You're on with the MFers. What do you got?
Lou, you weren't listening to the show this morning because I was listening around that time, and they were debating over whether or not Tom Brady talks trash about the players he has around him to his friends privately. And as somebody who's been following the team and is a big fan, and Christian, you play for that team, there's no way Tom Brady would be saying negative things about those players because that's not the type of player he is. So
I think you're totally wrong.
Me too.
No, I think you're 100% wrong. You weren't there long enough, Wiggy. I don't think you're incredible in this category.
I don't believe that Tom Brady is going to be saying who are these bums that I'm playing with.
Wiggy, you don't think Wiggy, you don't think that has that conversation with Josh McDaniels?
Well,
like
the two of them.
Like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this again?
Jermaine.
Yes, he might have the conversation with Josh McDaniels, but the conversation this morning on on Callahan and Wiggy featuring Mutt was whether or not Brady was talking trash privately about players.
Oh, and I think he does that too.
I think he does it too.
Jermaine, I'm actually 100% confident that he does.
You believe, Christian, you played with this guy for a number of years. You believe that he says privately to whoever it may be that I can't believe they put these bums around me. When you look at the guy...
Brady is he's too much of an elitist to use the word bum.
Okay.
So, but I would say this. He has been critical of them. Yes, 100%.
I don't think he's been critical.
He's human. Jermaine, he's human.
Christian,
he's human.
Been at the organization. I don't think he's critical. He's played with guys like yourself.
Who sucked.
Guys that are...
What does that mean? What does that say about you?
I'm talking about just Jermaine. He's
Jermaine.
He's played with guys that might not have been the most talented players. But hold on.
Talent is... talent is... If you have a guy that's totally talented and he's stupid, how good is his talent?
Well, I understand he's stupid, but you look at some of the players, Troy Brown, Deion Branch, these guys weren't considered the elite.
Those guys ended up being stud. Branch ended up being a stud, MVP in the Super Bowl. Troy was awesome. You're talking about these guys when they were younger.
When they were younger, you didn't know who they were. Were Antonio, but that's what I mean. When Brady was playing at the height of his career, and Troy Brown was an asset to that team, he wasn't considered an Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but he was never a liability. Troy was never a liability. The question was, do you think that he takes everything. He doesn't have an attitude problem.
Jermaine,
he's never been pissed off.
Jermaine, do you think that Tom Brady was happy last year with the wide receivers that went out and got? Do you think he's happy so far?
I think that last year, when you looked at the wide receivers that he got, you got to understand, he might not have been happy with some of the guys that would have brought in because those guys didn't perform to the level that the team expected them to play at. But I think when he looks at it, they bring a certain type of guy in. They bring in a Jordan Matthews. They bring in an Eric Decker. They bring in certain guys, and he now hopes that these guys can catch on. He did the same thing when they brought in a guy like Brandon Cooks who caught on. You look at a guy like Philip Dorsett. I think he's happy with Philip Dorsett as a player because every time you've seen Brady go to Philip Dorsett, it's been positive.
Yeah, but you're acting like he's a robot.
No, I'm not acting like.
All right, listen, Jermaine, we gotta go. We gotta take. We'll see. We'll talk to you Monday.
Hey, get that radio working in Framingham, buddy.
No, thanks for the call, Jermaine. We appreciate it.
That guy sounds like Jermaine Wiggins.
See, I still disagree with him. I think privately, in his small circle.
So wrong. He could not be more wrong.
I think he's
wrong.
Burning up Josh McDaniels' phone. Just text.
What do you mean? Text? What do you mean?
We're doing it again, aren't we?
And when they're sitting in the quarterback room, and here they come. Here comes Cordell Patterson. Yeah. Oh, I can't run it out.
Do it again.
Hey, CP, what's up, man? We're just talking about game planning. We're going to use you as a tailback this week.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. Lou Maloney here, Christian Fourier, no Ordway. OMF. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. And please, try to convince me that your quarterback, the greatest of all time, is as happy about this offseason as you are. Because I don't think he is.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Christian, you played for that team. There's no way Tom Brady would be saying negative things about those players because that's not the type of player he is. So
I think you're totally wrong.
Me too.
I think you're 100% wrong. You weren't there long enough, Wiggy. I don't think you're incredible in this category.
That was Jermaine. It wasn't Wiggy. That was Jermaine.
So I like Jermaine. Yeah, I love Jermaine.
Love him.
Here's the thing. We're going to get to these calls in just a second.
Yeah,
can you just humor me real quick? Because Volan's coming in about a half an hour.
Yep.
I don't believe Ordway is saying, I feel like he's playing hooky. Can you please do me a favor, Ryan? I gave you his phone number. Just dial him right now. I want to see if he picks up. I want to see if he picks up. If he picks up, we're gonna you know, but I guarantee you.
All right, I'm dialing.
Go ahead, dial it right now.
Come on.
Okay, there it is.
All right. Okay, yep. One ring.
If you don't answer it, I'm by the third ring.
He's screening your calls.
Yeah, he's... No, he doesn't know our number. I'm not...
Hi, this is Glenn. No. I'm not available to take your phone call right now because I'm busy working on my craft, talking about the Celtics, getting stuff done because I'm a mover and a shaker. But leave a message and I'll be sure to call you back.
That was Glenn.
Did you leave a message?
Yeah, I left a message in that voice.
Yeah, Ordway's not here.
To prove a point.
Day three. I mean, I don't even know. We got to spin the wheel for Monday? I don't know. You got a flu coming up, or is that April vacation?
I think that. Here's just for the record. I had the flu about a month ago, and I missed one freaking day.
I think he took a long week.
I lost my voice also.
He took a long weekend.
Oh, yeah. He's in Nashville. He's in Florida. He's somewhere.
Tuesday night after the show, he flew somewhere.
I bet you anything he's in Barbados.
And
we're going to end up seeing pictures of him on the beach.
Walking with Bill, shirts off.
No, doing this. Probably got the same trunks. Got Sarah the same bikini. You know?
Yeah. If Bill can do it, we can do it also. I
can just see Sarah going, they're
on to us. They're going to catch us.
Nobody can get me.
Ha! This is Glenn.
All right, come on. Go through it. Sorry,
I'll just stay. Question. Where do you want to stay? I want to stay where Bill did. Yeah. He's like, screw it. Okay, fine. It's like $3,000 a night,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right, let's get back to the call so we'll get to him actually here because we had Jermaine. From East Boston, which was nice.
Because I'm a mover and a shaker.
I disagree with him.
So do I.
Okay, I just completely disagree with him. There's the funny thing, Patriot fans. You guys are so excited that the Patriots got no one. And I'm convinced your quarterback is pissed. So you tell me who's right. Let's go to Muhammad in Springfield. Muhammad, go ahead.
Hey, Lou. So, I feel the vibes coming from you. It sounds like the sky is falling. But I, for one, am very excited about... Well, at least you're saying that the wide receiver cupboard is bare. And I agree with that.
Yes,
but
that's what I'm saying.
You got to remember, we have 11 draft picks, and this draft is loaded.
At what?
Wide receivers that could be potential fits on this team. People that I think that could fall to where Bill likes to, you know, take them. Third round, fourth round. And, you know, I have names if you want, but basically it would be crazy for the Patriots not to get one, two, even maybe three.
Give me someone other than Hunter Renfrow. Receivers.
Hold on. They have the basically Hunter Renfrow. Braxton Berrios is that guy. Right. That's the same dude.
Muhammad, so help me out, though. Just go through the track record. The Pats have been good drafting wide receivers?
No. But but they did draft Edelman. So
as a experiment. It's like Project X. But, I think they labeled him Project X.
Yeah.
Just because he hasn't been good at picking receivers in the past doesn't mean that he will still be bad.
No, but here's the thing. Edelman played quarterback, okay, in college. We're talking about watching a wide receiver in college and saying, yes, that guy, what he does on the field as a wide receiver can translate to what we want to do as a wide receiver. He took a great athlete that had a great three-cone drill, that is quick, that is agile, that maybe they worked out and saw he had pretty good hands. And he said, But they didn't have any film on him. They didn't look at film and say, this is our guy. They can't do that.
See, Muhammad, I think that it's time for them to hit on one of these wide receivers. Like, enough time has gone by, and I'm going to tell you exactly who they're going to take based on the three-cone drill from the draft. Let me see if I can find the receivers. These are running backs,
tell me,
safeties.
I got some suggestions.
All right, go ahead. Give me your suggestion as I find the number.
Quickly.
Well, I really like Stanley Morgan Jr. out of Nebraska. I think he could fall to round four. I like Antoine Wesley out of Texas Tech. Again, falls around four, maybe a third round compensatory pick. And Andy Isabella out of UMass.
Yep. Okay. Like that kid. UMass kid, local kid. Good in the Senior Bowl. Kind of watched him in that one. All right, Mike, listen. Thanks, Muhammad. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Of course, that's the one position that I don't have. I got the three-cone drill for the linebackers. You want to know what linebacker? The tight ends.
Yep.
I got them. I got the, what else do I have? Running backs.
But no wide receivers.
I got the safeties.
Find the wide receivers, people. Let me go to a call while you look.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Steven Vermont, go ahead. You're on with the MFers. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good to see you guys. You know, it's difficult for me to agree with the both of you, but I think Brady's really angry, and I think there's actually some evidence of this going on from a while. If you remember when Welker dropped that ball against the Giants, the first thing that Giselle was complaining about was the receivers catching the ball. And I don't think that she's saying that unless she hears it at home. So
yeah, well,
that's my take. I'll listen to you.
Thanks, Steve. And I do think that kind of brought us in a little bit. Remember the conversation when they're on the in the car and he's just frustrated how no one's on the same page.
Yeah.
And she says,
it's like "Oh, but he would never be critical of a player."
Yeah, it's like a relationship, though, Tom. You know, I mean, you know, you'll get to know these guys, so he'd never be critical privately. I'd say publicly, right there, he was like, you know, what. We're not on the same page. You know, he's kind of publicly, he's saying that, you know, he wasn't happy. And you didn't tell me that Tom Brady right now is as happy as 99% of the fans of the New England Patriots in here. Of every single caller that we have who says that we're all idiots and why are you worried? I'm not saying, I never said the sky's not falling.
That's relationships.
I mean, they're going to win the AFC East. All I'm saying is that if I'm Tom Brady, if I'm Josh McDaniels, I'm not happy. I'm pissed because I'm going to have to do this again. Why are you making it so hard on me? That's the question that I would have. And if Tom Brady's not happy, somehow every single Patriot fan is. I don't get it. Let's go to Billy in Manchester. Billy, go ahead.
Well, that's the point. You just said it. So they're going to win they're going to do what they always do, okay? They're going to get the bye. They're going to do this. They're going to do that, okay? And,
sure.
And you know Belichick, based on how he's done it, every team out there uses a macro approach to how they're going to do it. This is like 10 years down the road. They look at it as like an overhaul or an overlook of their team, and Belichick goes micro. Every year he retools. He says, who am I? He knows who he's playing, and he says, here's what I need. And maybe he doesn't need a wide receiver, a diva, or whatever. And for this year, he's going to dink and dunk it to whoever, you know, in the backfield or something like that. Now, my second point is, in all these championships, he's been burned now three times by Moss. And I'm talking championship. I'm not talking about, you know, award-winning seasons or something like that. Great, yep. Great seasons. But Moss burned him, Ocho Cinco burned him, and Josh Gordon burned him. And I know he may come back. But look, I mean, I don't know. I'm not convinced that was a great move.
Why do you think what makes you think Moss burned him?
Because they didn't win. I'm talking about championships, okay? Moss, where's Moss's ring? I missed that one.
I'm sorry. Did Deion Sanders burn the Detroit Lions? Calvin Johnson burned them too? Because they didn't win. So every time, no matter who you are as an athlete, if you don't win a championship, then the team didn't get anything out of you?
Relax, homie.
Callahan. It's a point Callahan made.
So what, just because Callahan said it, you agree?
I'm agreeing with him because name me a diva wide receiver that's won anything. Julio Jones, oh, that's right, he lost.
See, you're taking that approach.
That's a different argument. But when you tell me they lost with Randy Moss, I would say I don't agree with you just because they didn't win a Super Bowl.
But my point is, I'm saying if he brings in someone like a big name, like, you know, that he missed out on, okay?
Like who? Adam Humphries is a big name? Is he a diva? Is Cole Beasley a diva? Is Golden Tate a diva? Because Billy, he tried to get him. He missed.
He missed. And what do you think that they're not going to win the AFC? They're probably going to be in the Super Bowl again.
I never said that. Okay. Once again, different argument.
Okay, he's looking at it that way. So why does he have to bring any of these guys in? If he missed on it, he'll retool somehow out.
Well, and listen, you know what? You know, you're absolutely right. All I'm saying is, if you're Tom Brady, are you happy with that opinion? I'm not going to bring anybody in. Tom, you know what? Keep doing your thing. Because you know what? With every year, you're getting older. I'm going to make it harder on you.
All right, so,
and people will think it's just because you're old. It's got nothing to do with the stiffs that I give you to throw the football to.
So you're
Tom enjoys that?
No. I do not think he does.
Of course
I don't know
he doesn't.
Anyone,
of course he doesn't.
But I do believe that he has been conditioned to just, oh, well. Oh, well. What
you
are we
do that when you're 20. You know, the first time it happens to you, probably like in 06, you're like, really? You know, you get pissed, right? You're young, you're emotional, whatever. Then you know, it works. You get the AFC title game, you lose. If it happens again, you're sort of like, really? But when you start turning and 42 and you're no longer like 26, 27 when it happens, I'm sorry. I just think that eventually you start getting pissed at what's going on.
So let me tell you. So we had somebody call up about Stanley Morgan. So the three guys, the three fastest times among right wide receivers, Miles Boykin, Stanley Morgan out of Nebraska, and Hunter Renfro.
Three-cone
drill. There's your three-cone drill stars. So, I mean, everybody loves Hunter Renfro because they think he's going to be Wes Welker or Julian Edelman or Danny Amendola.
Is he out of the slot strictly, or is that am I just stereotyping the white guy?
I think you're. I mean, listen, I don't remember. I just remember he made a bunch of big plays. He's a little guy, utility guy. But he's a reliable, consistent. But he's gonna. There's so much he's gonna need to learn. It's ridiculous. He's not gonna come in right away and just dominate.
No, he doesn't have to because he's got year two. Because
Brady's gonna throw perfectly.
It's Edelman. Edelman playing the role of Welker. Hunter Renfro playing the role of a young Julian Edelman.
They can't cover me.
Basically. Kristen, they want a slot. I mean, they went after Humphreys. they went after Cole Beasley. I keep forgetting his name. Golden Tate. They signed Ellington. Harris, even though he's a big guy, played 48.6% of the time in the slot. They're looking for slot receivers. They didn't get one in free agency that is quality. They're going to try to get one in the draft.
I will say this, though. I feel like the Patriots are almost becoming, offensively at least, like the Celtics. Positionless basketball. I don't really have a center. We don't have a four. We just have a bunch of guys just playing
spots. So three slot receivers.
No, it just you know, I got to label you something. So I'm going to label you a Z.
I got to put something.
So, you know, you're an H-back, Cody Hollister. You're not really a tight end. You're kind of a tweener. Gronk's the Y because he's setting the edge, and you're always the guy that's moving in the backfield going in motion. So, but I think that's... They're just going to take pieces. Just give me the best pieces you have. If you only have six of them, I don't care if they're all slots. We'll just figure it out. To me, that's the approach that they take when it comes to just acquiring talent. They don't look for stars. And that last caller, the two callers ago, was right. You give me the last great wide receiver, like Hall of Fame wide receiver to win a Super Bowl. Like, you have to go back to Jerry Rice. That's the guy you need to go back to.
That's a different argument. 100%. That's just factual. Now, the Patriots have won their fair share of Super Bowls here recently. They've never really had that number one guy, you know, if you go back to Moss. But, yeah, sure. I mean, look, any of the great wide receivers, top 10 wide receivers, how many of them won a Super Bowl?
Go through the last 10 Super Bowls and tell me who that number one wide receiver was.
I don't know. Ask my mama.
Edelman will be in a bunch of them.
Yeah, but he's not even number one guy.
I mean, he's not a Hall of Famer.
You're going to see, like, Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah.
Doug Baldwin?
Santonio Holmes? Mr. Holmes? I mean, so why spend so much money? Right. People get, you know, enamored by the wide receiver position.
Let me go to Jake and Drake. Jake, go ahead. You're on
Jake and Drake?
All right, Lou, let's look at the facts. Yeah, Gronk was a non-factor 90% of the year.
Yes.
Edelman didn't play the first four games. He wasn't himself until halfway through. Right. Chris Hogan was in left field playing lacrosse last year.
Yes.
He had nobody.
Yes.
Philip Dorsett's going to be his third year here. He's going to develop. Edelman's back.
True.
I don't know what's up with Gronk.
Got it.
All you got to do is you got to find one third guy. You got James White and Rex Burkhead out of the backfield. They're essentially wide receivers.
Got it.
The team's going to be fine. We're overreacting.
What do you think I'm overreacting about, Jake? What do you think? What do you think I said that I'm overreacting?
Because we're all worried about Tom Brady stealing. Tom Brady's not worried about anything. He's married to Giselle. He's got six rings, and he's a god.
All right, that's where I'm not overreacting. If you if I came out and said that they're gonna, you know, they're not gonna win. They're gonna be a 500 team because of this. They're not gonna win the division. Then call up and tell me I'm overreacting.
I agree,
but when you say that Tom Brady is not, that is fine with this, that he is happy with this, I think you're wrong.
Well, I think we've been moving the ball down the field for 10 years, and we haven't had much better than we got this year. You got players. You got playmakers. That's all you need. You don't need wide receivers. You need playmakers.
Jeez. What?
Okay. I don't think we're overreacting at all. The question, the conversation is not, can they figure it out? Because, yeah, they always do. And if you think that this is the one time they're not going to figure it out, well, then you're probably going to be wrong. They'll take a bunch of pieces and they'll make it work. The conversation is, does Brady get irritated? Does he get frustrated? Does he complain? Yes, not to the media, because he's never done it ever. To his wife, to Gronk, to Josh. This guy doesn't know how to run a route. What the hell you want me to do? He doesn't in practice. He's an error repeater. He does the same damn thing every freaking time. Okay, I'm calm. I mean, he's human. For us to think that he's this emotionless robot is insane.
I agree. Like, just like if they went out and traded for Odell Beckham. First off, I don't really think he would care if they gave up a first and a third and another player, whatever, a futures pick. I think he would be excited. to get Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
If they drafted Odell, traded for Odell Beckham, signed Adam Humphries with Edelman and Gronk, I think Brady would sit there with his wife and dinner like, man, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Can you believe all the – do you see all the toys they gave me?
Now, this is good. Now this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is – I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I've never had it before. His head's going to explode.
Instead, you know, it's Maurice Harris and Bruce Ellington and Philip Dorsett again. And he's just probably sitting there saying, I don't get why we have to always do it like this. Let's go to Brock in Middleborough. Brock, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? So, I mean, obviously Brady's going to complain about stuff like this. I don't get why people can't separate the fact that, yeah, the Patriots are successful. They won a Super Bowl. That doesn't mean Brady's going to be happy and happy-go-lucky about throwing a B-minus and C-plus receivers. I get a comparison. The morning show gets great ratings. People love the morning show.
Yeah.
Ask Callahan how happy he's been with Mutt instead of Kurt.
I'll kick your ass. I got no problem doing it.
So is that you? But so Jerry doesn't complain publicly or privately about.
Oh, privately, I'd say there's probably a difference.
So Jerry is like Tom Brady. I think Jerry would like this conversation.
That. So Jerry just. I'm not comparing Jerry to Brady because he'll have an episode.
Yeah,
he'll have a moment to himself.
He likes where this is going.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Baby, did you hear what they said? That caller called in. He sounds like Glenn.
Does it cover slot?
Yeah, he sounds like Glenn now.
Caller called in.
They love me over there.
What do you want me to say? Hey, Bill?
All right, we got trolling Ben Bolin.
Hold on.
What?
Nothing's better than Callahan doing an Ordway voice.
It doesn't work.
Bill?
We said the only person that I know that can't do an ordinary voice is Jerry Callahan.
Yeah. Vivaldi's got to live at 94.
He can't do it. He can't do it.
This bullpen scares me.
All right. Ben Volen's going to join us at 3 o'clock, so we'll take a quick break. You guys are all lined up as well. Tom Brady, not saying they're not going to win a division. What I'm telling you is that Tom Brady's not happy. As happy as you are about this offseason. We'll do more of it next.